You want fun? You want fun with the Eons? Of course you do, or you wouldn't be here. Fun with the Eons is not confusing God's processes with his goals. You see, it's his processes that are Eonian. All the suffering we're going through now, the process, the death, the sin, these are processes toward the goal. And if you think that the processes are the goal, i.e., if you think that Eonian things are eternal, then I would have to laugh at you. I must laugh at you if you think that, because it is totally ridiculous. You think processes are goals? Death is a goal? Suffering is a goal? Pain is God's goal? That's a real joke, because everybody knows those are processes. Well, everybody who knows about the Eons knows that they're processes because they're Eonian. And we're going to hammer that for you today, and nobody's ever going to laugh at you again. They're laughing at the ministers. They're laughing at Dr. James Kennedy and Dr. James Dobson and Billy Graham. But they won't laugh at you, because you'll be having fun knowing about the Eons. And you can make sense. How would you like to do what I do for a living? That's right, I'm going to make you make sense. Hello again, everyone. Martin Zender. We're going to go right to the scriptures, because I'm going to get these scriptures out. Nobody's cutting me off today. We're looking at passages where if you mistranslate this critical word that appears so many times in the scripture that nobody's ever heard of because of divinely inspired mistranslations that lead the masses astray, in order that God can reveal himself to people who care enough to check up on the translators to get a concordance. This shows up in the King James. If you have a concordance, you look up the word eternal and you see that it's based on the word ion. You look up the word age, it's based on the word ion. Holy smoke, they translated one word eternal and time. They translated it eternity and they translated it age. That makes no sense, but it's I got to get to the scriptures. Matthew 25:46, this famous verse here, when Jesus is, the nations are standing before Christ after he has returned, the goat nations, the sheep nations, those at his right, those at his left. Then they shall also be answering, saying, Lord, when did we perceive you hungering or thirsting or a stranger or naked or infirm and did not serve you? Verse 45 of Matthew 25. Then shall he be answering them, saying, verily I am saying to you, inasmuch as you did it not to one of these the least, neither do you do it to me. These shall be coming away into chastening Aeonian, yet the just into life Aeonian. Of course, in your standard versions, that will read, these shall go away into everlasting punishment, yet the just into everlasting life. And the unbelievers say, the unbelievers in the world and the unbelievers in Christianity, they say, this proves that the word Aeonian, the Greek word Ionian, is eternal, because it says that the just go into life eternal. It's got to mean eternal there, because we know that the just live forever. Well, this verse isn't trying to tell you that the just live forever. Anybody knows that if you're made immortal, which it plainly says we are in 1 Corinthians 15, immortal people cannot die. What this is saying is that immortal people also live during the eons. It's specific information. If you tell somebody, I have to work the holiday. Well, how come you're not working after the holiday? Well, I didn't say I wasn't working after the holiday. I'm just telling you specific information that I have to work the holiday. You're assuming that I'm not working any other time. Likewise, people here assume that because believers are said to have life Aeonian, then how come they don't live forever? Well, they do. This is specific information. So, yes, I'm limiting the life here. I'm not limiting the life so much as I'm limiting what this passage is trying to say. And all it's trying to say is that certain people are going to live for the eons. It does not have eternity in view here, and neither does any other scripture passage. So, because I'm limiting the life, I can also say that the punishment or the chastening is Aeonian also, that the goat nations will go into aeonian chastening for a period of time. Then it ends, and then they stand before God at the great white throne, and he judges them. They go to the second death, but death is not eternal. Holy smokes, no. Christ abolishes death, and God's going to be all in all. Now I go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 9. Speaking of a time, the unveiling of our Lord Jesus Christ, this is the day of indignation, from heaven with his powerful messengers in flaming fire, dealing out vengeance to those who are not acquainted with God and those who are not obeying the evangel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall incur the justice of aeonian extermination from the face of the Lord. Isn't it nice to know that? You can have fun with that. You can talk about extermination. You can talk about fire. Yes, Christ is coming with flaming fire. Yes, some are going to be exterminated from his face. But it's aeonian. It's for a period of time. After that, they're saved because God's the Savior of all mankind. You can believe everything. It's a wonderful thing, and it's a source of great fun. How terrible this thing, the justice of eternal extermination. I don't know how the King James Version reads there, and I don't have the stomach to look at it. Do that on your own. The justice of eternal extermination? Eternal extermination is not just. How can God be just if he makes us out of the mold of Adam? He creates us to be dying creatures. We cannot pull ourselves up by our own bootstraps. We're in darkness. No one's seeking out God, Paul says in Romans 3. And now we're supposed to believe and be saved. And it's just of God who, after he sends a Savior, it's just of him to send people to eternal torment. That's not just, but aeonian extermination, that is just, because God's eventually going to bring them out of that. And there's many scriptures that testify to it. Hebrews 6:2. There's another place you can get screwed up easily with a bad translation. Let's start with verse 1. Wherefore, leaving the word dealing with the rudiments of Christ, we should be brought on to maturity, not again disrupting the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith on God, of the teaching of baptizings, besides the imposition of hands and the resurrection of the dead and the judgment aeonian. It's aeonian judgment. God does judge, but he judges aeonially. It has to do with time. Why? The same reason we speak of the aeonian purpose in 3:11, Ephesians 3:11, because it's stupid to say that God is eternally judging, never coming to a judgment. This proves that this word cannot mean eternal. Eternal judgment? That's idiotic. I've used that word a lot, haven't I? Idiotic and stupid. Well, what do you expect? I'm in the midst of a wicked eon. I think that's in Galatians. Is it 1:5? This current wicked eon. I like that phrase, current wicked eon. It helps me understand the time I'm living in. No wonder I'm having a bad day. I'm living in a wicked eon, and I'm getting tired of it. I want to be changed. It's aeonian judgment. Everything makes sense there. I got one more verse for you. Oh, nuts, I lost my bookmark. Wait a minute. Matthew 8, Hebrews 6:2. Oh, I could be done. 2 Thessalonians, I did that. What's this one? Matthew, I'm done. I got all the verses in. I'm a happy aeonian camper. I hope you learned something this week. I did. It ain't the messenger, it's the message. Do the research yourself. Get a concordance, get the concordant version, and God is going to shine for you like he never has before. You've been listening to Martin Zender at Zender Talk. God bless each and every one of you.